Welcome, Rabbi.
Welcome, Rabbi.
I thought someone just told us Gemara.
If you don't need yeshiva, there's hardly a more appropriate action. Things from Shabbos, we have the Nudim Hafukim, the upside down nuns in this parasha. I'll just read you a bit here. Gemara Shabbos says, by heeding so hard, they don't Moshe. Parsha flew, also the Kaddish Rabbi Simonios. This parsha, Hashem made for its signs, the two upside down nuns. Milmalo Lamaka, the beginning and the end. Lomer Sheinza Makoma, to teach us that these psukim are really at place. The Lama Basbakan, so why did the Torah put them over here? To separate between two tragedies that took place. Mar says the second tragedy was the Sonian, when Israel complained about not having meat in the Midbar. In the first tragedy, Gemara says, Shasaru ma'achri Hashem. The people left, they went away from Hashem. And Tosfos was over there, close to famous Medrash. I'll read it to you. Medrash says, Shasaru ma'achri Hashem, mashinosu mer Sinai, kitino kayotze v'nesa sefer. That the Bnei Israel left mer Sinai, like the child who runs away from school, the holy flow. So that's the way they ran away from Sinai, the way a child runs away from school at the end of the day. So three questions. Question number one, what are these nun mafutim? What are these upside down nuns doing over here? Question number two, why are we compared to a tino kaboreach in this sefer? Why are we compared to a child running away from school? And question number three, some person may ask, what is really the prognosis? What's the tragedy over here? In the case of the Nisonidim, when Bnei Israel complained about meat, so there's a terrible plague that came, lots of people died, there was an avera, and then there was a punishment. Over here, there doesn't seem to be any punishment. Bnei Israel ran away from Sinai, and that was it. That's the end of the story. Three questions. To answer the first question, what are the upside down nuns? So some of the Farshim, the Kliyakar, in a totally different way, points out that Nun is how we say fish in Aramaic. Nune Yama, the fish of the sea. Fish, and we know in the famous Mashal, or the Akiva, Zolti Papus, that the names are compared to fish. Right? The Akiva's Bimakto, the Akiva's Barabin. He's gathering people up in public together, teaching them Torah, and goes Apple, and Romans. And Papas comes to Rekiva and says, Rekiva, what are you doing? You know, you can get in trouble, this is dangerous. And Rekiva gives him a mushroom fish. Should I photograph that somewhere? Whatever. Mushroom and fish are in the water. They're running back and forth, swimming back and forth in the water. A fox comes up along the bank of the river. And he says to the fish, where are you running to? What's the matter? And they said, we're running from the fish and we're casting their nets. And we're scared that they might catch us. And the fox tells the fish the following. He said, Ritzonkin shatam liyabasha v'nadr adiga atam kidere shigaru abusai v'nabasim. Why don't you come up to the land and we can live together? You can live with me the same way our forefathers, your ancestors, old fish used to live with the old fox. Come, let's live together. And the fish say, Ata hushomer malacha pikeach shabakayos. You're the animal that we call the slyest, the wisest of all animals. Lo pikeach ata latipesh. You're not smart, you're stupid. Imbamakum chiyoseno anamisyar, imbamakum misaseno atas kamakam. If in the place where we're safe, the place where we can live in the water, we're afraid. So how much more so are we afraid if we leave the water? So here comes from Russia Weiss, he asked a very interesting question. Why is it that the fish say to the fox, Lo pikeach ata latipesh? You're not smart, you're stupid. They shouldn't say that. They should say, Lopikehata Elishakran, you're not smart, you're a liar. Our forefathers never lived together on the riverbanks. Our forefathers never left the water. Why did the fish say that to the fox? Why did they call him stupid? So I don't remember if Professor Weiss answered this, or I just thought of this today when I was thinking about it. He might have said it, because I don't remember what he answered. But the answer is that, yeah, that wasn't a lie. They couldn't say chakra because it was true that the forefathers, so to speak, the fish, they really did live with the fox outside of the water. The water, we keep it till spotless, the water is the Torah. The Jew can't live without Torah. When the fox tries to entice the Jew out of the water, so you should realize the fox is enticing us to a place where we can't live. And so the fish tell the fox, you might be right that in the past, things like that have happened. Our forefathers sometimes left the water and they suffered for it. But you're a fool, fox, if you think we're going to fall for that thing. We're in the water. We know what it's like to be here, to swim here, to breathe here, and we can't live without it. Bnei Yisrael are at Har Sinai. They're in the water. You're here in Yeshiva, you're in the water. Everything around you is Torah. And now it's time to go. When the Bnei Yisrael left Har Sinai, they didn't leave Ketino Tavarev and Lisa Sefer because they were trying to run away from the Rebbe. It's not where they left. It's not that they said, Hashem, we just can't take this anymore, we have to go now. They left because Hashem said it's time to leave. Right? They only traveled in the Midbar when the Anagai Hope said it's time to travel. It's the end of the school day, that's why they left. It's the end of the year. But still, they left Ketino Kaboreach and Esa Sefer. What does that mean? So I thought, maybe, Rav Elchanan said a beautiful shot of Shavuos that I enjoyed a lot, and I think that this speaks to this issue also. Ketino Kaboreach and Esa Sefer, when a child leaves school, so the biggest problem is that he thinks that in school I learn. In school, I do mitzvahs. When my Rebbe is there, so I make sure that I say a bracha, a bracha rishona, we bench together as a class. In school, I learn with the Rebbe. When I go home, I play games. When I go home, I go outside with my friends. When I go home, it's a fun time. I don't have to do anything outside. In school is where I learn when I leave. So I'm done. That's the Tino Kabarek who makes us in here. It's that he compartmentalizes his life. That in school, I do one thing, and outside of school, I do something else. And that was a mistake of to make sure Har Sinai. The Pasuk says, Har Hashem. They left the Har Hashem. So some of the Farshim put that's not the Har Hashem anymore. At that point, Hashem already left the mountain. And once Hashem left the mountain, everybody was allowed to go up. It wasn't like a holy mountain anymore. But they left the Har Hashem. They thought the Torah is here at Har Sinai. And now we can go somewhere else and do other things. So we can be unattached because Hashem said it's time to go. And they can compartmentalize. That was a mistake. And that's probably the biggest problem. Right? The Ramban over here in this parasha says that, yes, why is it Hafsik and Peronis? Why are we separating from tragedies? We know there's a tragedy, but it's only what's the tragedy when they left Har Sinai? We don't find any tragedies in Polish. Ramban says maybe the tragedy was that we never would have left Har Sinai, we wouldn't have left like that. So we've got to teach all more quickly. But Rishon Schwab in the Sefer Beis Hashoeva says a beautiful idea, my Beis Hashoeva. He says, no, that is the tragedy. That is the tragedy. Some Averas have a punishment that follow the other, but some Averas are the punishments themselves. The fact that you could leave Har Sinai, that Beis Rock could be Boret, Tino Kabaret, Beis HaSefer, the fish can leave the water and not realize that they're limited in where they can live. A fish can live in many different waters. You can live in the ocean, in the river, in a pond. In an aquarium, there's many different places that you can live, but you can never leave the water. You don't have to stay in the same place, but you're always in the water. That itself, that's the Puranas. It's the Avera together with the Onesh in one. When we leave Yeshiva, so that's all we're doing is that we're leaving Yeshiva. But we're in the water for life. We take the Torah with us everywhere that we go. We become a walking, hopefully, Kiddush Hashem. Everybody knows we came back from Eretz Yisrael, my Yeshiva Bachur. This guy just came back from Victoria to show for a year. Let's see what he's got. Let's see what he's made of. Let's see how he behaves. Does he talk to Rachel? Does he come late? Does he come on time? Is he learning? Is he not learning? Does he speak to his parents? Does he speak to his siblings? We always need to be in the water. And sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we feel like the Tino cover has to be safer, that we're leaving a lot of things behind. So what do we do to make sure that doesn't happen? So I was mentioned to Rabbi Schneider earlier today, and I was going to speak about this, and told me a beautiful idea for Moshe Shapira. I'm only going to say over the second half. The two nuns, the first and the second, they're upside down. I mentioned that upside down because the new Neyama is the fish of the sea, and the upside down, they're out of place. That was the team of Abraham who based on Sefer. We're out of place when we try to leave the water. But Rosh Shapira said that Nun and Nun together is Gematria 100. And 100 is Gematria Modin. Hakar Satov. That I never forget where I was, I never forget where I came from, I never forget the place that provided the opportunity, the kind of growth that I experienced. I stay connected to my rebellion, to my yeshiva, whether it's via WhatsApp or some other form of. I stay connected. And that person though can take us very, very far. So it's my bracha to all of you and to all of us that we should appreciate what it is that we have here. I think that every year for myself, I appreciate it more and more with the chassidus to be a part of this yeshiva, to work with the people that I work with here, to be able to teach the Talmidim that we teach here. It's a tremendous bliss. I don't take it for granted at all. I have a lot of hakaras tov to all of you and to the yeshiva. And I'm sure that the feelings are mutual, and it's important that going forward we use that as really the linchpin to keep ourselves connected. Wow.